Central Africa is one of the most volatile regions of Africa today. And among the issues which bring this volatility are the elections. Upcoming elections in 2016, you have two Congos, for instance. Of course, we have seen Burundi, which is an ongoing crisis. In my opinion, so long as we do not hold free, fair elections, we do not have elections based on a consensus among political actors, we are bound to have political crisis driving into conflict. And from conflict, usually what may happen in some countries is chaos. To avoid that chaos, leaders on both sides of the spectrum has to abide by the rules set up on the one hand. On the other hand, to have inclusive dialogue among themselves so as to avoid political dispute, electoral dispute, and then which will plunge the country into protracted conflict.
In your most recent briefing to the Security Council, you also spoke at length about the activities of Boko Haram in the region. Can you give us an update on the terrorist threat?
The Central African region is really threatened by a number of terrorist groups, among which, of course, Boko Haram. Boko Haram has created already havoc in northern Nigeria, but also in Cameroon, in Chad, and in fact all the Lake Chad Basin area, including the area from Niger Republic. And today it has created hundreds of thousands of refugees and a lot of destruction of villages and livestock. All the economic situation in the Lake Chad Basin area is almost at standstill now. And of course, militarily, Boko Haram has been significantly weakened by the attacks, by the offensive led by Chad, Nigeria, and Cameroon. But it continues a new modus operandi, that is the suicide bombing, the destruction of villages, of countries and towns. And with respect to that, there is a need for the countries of the region to come together. And we are expecting that at the beginning of year 2016, the countries, including those of ECOWAS and ECAS, will come together and have and design a common strategy, not only militarily to defeat, eradicate Boko Haram, but also take measures for economic and social rehabilitation of the areas affected.